Hi, Miss Wendy. You're the travel coordinator for Burnham Mountain Province Club, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Miss Wendy, we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40% of your members' accommodation and travel. It's Ethan here with Australian Scapes. And we have been discounting resorts and travel since 2001 for our members. And the idea is to give you the same benefits to Provis members, saving you up to 40% of your upcoming trips. And my purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions about your club travel plan so we can send you relevant information. Is that okay? I'll be very quick.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, perfect. Well, we're all about affordability and simplicity. Miss Wendy, the idea is to give you up to 40% off off-way trips and travel and day tours, as you do as a group or as an individual, and it is much easier and less time-consuming for you to decide between available option. And we're setting up Probus Travel Club, which is recognized by your head office, and you can actually verify this with Monica from marketing. If you don't mind, can I go ahead and this will be a short survey style question that I will be asking you. If you don't mind, can I go ahead and record this call for training purpose?
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that. So let's go ahead and get started with the survey, if you don't mind. Well, when you guys are considering getting away as a group, Miss Wendy, are your members more interested in doing affordable short range trips, say 3 to 5 nights within a few hours drive, or more likely on a longer trip?
Well, because we're on the Sunshine Coast, we're sort of a bit older now, so we don't travel as much as what we used to. We're mostly doing sort of day trips around the Sunshine Coast and sort of Brisbane. So we are doing a trip down to Bright Victoria this year, but this is the first one that we've had a good response for a while. So a lot of us are avid travelers anyway, so a lot of us go over and do our own trips overseas and things like that. So we're a club that a lot of single ladies now have lost their husbands. So probably what has happened, there's probably not as much money around financially for the ladies to travel as much as they used to when they had their partners.
No,
So
definitely.
the dynamics have changed a wee bit.
No, definitely. I mean, I could understand that. This is the reason we're actually reaching out. We're offering 40% to 60% of retail and the trade travel you guys use. So you mentioned you guys made a travel plan for Victoria this year.
Yes.
Is that already booked, or are you guys in?
That's already booked and paid for, yes.
Oh, that's already. And how many members do you have in the club, if you don't mind sharing?
So we've got, I think it's about 87 at the moment.
87. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
just give me a moment. Do you have any plans for upcoming trips, or not yet?
No, so with the Bright one, that'll probably be the only long one that we'll do this year, but I'm trying to introduce a couple of sort of bus trips to them, and they have actually accepted that idea and thought it was a good idea because we used to travel, sort of car share, but that's because we're a bit older now. Car sharing for some people is not as easy, so sort of introducing a bus and trips on the bus has been well accepted, so that's good. But the committee has just changed, so I've taken on the coordinator role again, but I've got two new assistants, so I now need to take their trips into consideration and what they want to do. So
No, that
we're
makes
sort of
sense.
in a little holding pattern at the moment.
Oh, no, definitely. Miss Cindy, I just wanted to go back to that Victoria travel. In what
Yeah.
month you actually booked that trip, or did you guys usually plan that trip?
We're
How long
doing
was
that in
that?
April. So we're leaving on the 29th of April and we come, it's a 5 day, we come back on the 3rd of May.
And when what month did you actually book the trip as
Oh, sorry. When did we book that? We booked that. When did we book it?
Was it towards sometime September or
Yeah,
October?
something like that. Yeah,
Okay,
October. Yeah, something like that.
I'll put that as a note over there. And also, as you mentioned, you guys are interested in short trips with the bus and car sharing. Well, some of the ideas that we have for you that might be interesting for you guys in the future that include short-range trips, self-guided trips via bus transport or train, with great value accommodation, for 3 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least one or two group dinners. This type of trips can be done for 40 to 60% less than trade travel tours, saving you a lot of money, as you mentioned.
That's
one of the issues. This is a more independent style of trip. So in your opinion, do you feel some of the members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in the future if they're very much affordable?
Oh, I'm sure they would be, yes.
Oh, perfect. Well, we want to suggest new and interesting places if possible, places you haven't been to recently. Where have your members been to on a group tour, say, within the last couple of years? I know you mentioned Victoria. You guys are going to Victoria. Any other places?
Going to Victoria. We've been to Tangalooma. We had 4 days at Tangalooma. That was great. Queensland Coast, Tangalooma. What island? I can't remember what island it's on. Anyway, Tangalooma. So we did a trip there. We did a trip to, you got me on the spot now.
I mean, whatever you can remember, that will just help me with this survey, if you could.
Went to, we did a trip in the back, out to the back of Queensland.
Okay.
On a bus. When was that? That was a few years ago now.
Well,
I'm having a
70 plus day now. I just put you on the spot. Well, Miss Wendy, let's say for the future trips, where you guys may be planning to for future trips, any interesting places you guys want to go visit and travel to? Any places comes in mind? Yeah.
Not just at the moment. Have you got some brochures that you can send us?
Yeah, definitely. This is the reason.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, this is the reason we're actually trying to do the survey. Send you more details over the email. Yeah. So you don't have any future places that, even for you, any places that you...
I mean, you know, sort of like
Tasmania,
any of those, Tasmania. Western Australia is probably getting a bit far, but even if there was a reasonable trip to Western Australia, even in, you know, to Uluru, trip to Uluru. That'd be good, because I think every Australian should see Uluru.
All right, I'm just keeping this as a note for the survey as well. Our research with Probus regard to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. And how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
Some people mention places. We do little surveys every now and again, and people will give us some suggestions. So we sort of do that, or we go through. There's a company up here called Trade Travel. We sort of go through them, and then there's another company that we're using at the moment in Gympie, and they're called Active Tours. So we've been using them. So we just sort of go around the Sunshine Coast and use the companies on the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Well, working out the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging, because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours, and others like more flexible and independent.
Exactly. And we've come to the stage where we like small group tours. We don't like buses full of, 60 or 70 people.
No, definitely. I mean, we could arrange anything that would be suitable for your clubs. Well, Miss Wendy, have you ever done a professional email survey of your members to find out about what types of trips they're interested in doing, travel style, budget, and so on?
Oh, no, not really.
No, okay. Well, as you know, email
surveys... Not in my time, anyway.
Okay. Well, let me just point this out. Email surveys are very extremely valuable tool, because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process. And the advantage to you is it's an easy way to get accurate input to help you plan trips. And the real value to you, of course, is it makes the whole process a lot easier and a lot less time consuming for you. And I'm sure you probably don't need that extra work. They're generally done anonymously. The survey is approved by you in advance, and you resend it, and we just collate the response and generate a report for you. We don't actually see any names or other personal information. So in your opinion, do you feel that an email survey might be advantage to you?
No, I don't.
Okay. And just want to ask you a few more questions, then we'll be done with the survey. What you already know about your travel members, regarding travel, on scale 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following? Affordability on the scale 1 to 10?
Oh, yes, affordability is important. Yes,
definitely.
An 8.
Okay. And how about value for money? I'm sure it's as with
Oh,
the
yeah, we want
well.
value for money, yeah.
Okay. And for the flexible travel option to suit your different budget on a scale 1 to 10, I'm sure that'll be 10.
Yes, it will.
Okay. What other factors, if any, are important to you or to your member, if there are any?
Sorry?
Are there any other factors that might be important to you or to your members? Anything in mind?
Just trying to think.
Okay.
No, most of us are, I'm just sort of trying to think, I'm thinking most of us are mobile at the moment, so most of the trips that we do are okay, and there's not, I guess, yeah, the comfort of the coach or, the comfort and I guess the cost, that's probably the two
That'll
most
be,
important.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, definitely. Well, some clubs have one or more committee members who look after the travel. In this case, are you the one that's handling the travel terms, or do you have someone working with you, helping with the process?
Yeah, there's three. There will be three of us.
Three of us? Okay.
Yeah.
Would you mind, how would you want to contact you directly, or would you mind contacting
well,
them?
Well, yes, you can contact me directly. That's the better way to go. So,
perfect.
Did you want my email address?
Oh, definitely. If you could, don't mind sharing, that would be one of the questions.
No, that's okay. I can give you that.
Yeah.
Just a second. I'll get my book. It's a new email address, and I haven't got it down pat yet.
It happens to us.
Okay. So it's MDW, M for Mike.
Uh-huh.
D for Doug.
Okay.
W for Wendy.
Okay.
Grant, G.
Uh-huh.
For Goat. R for Rabbit.
Uh-huh.
A for Animal.
Okay.
N for Nelly.
Okay.
T for Telephone.
All right.
At bigpond.com.
Bigpond.com. All right. Let me just verify this one more time. It's MDWGRANT at bigpond.com.
Yep. That's
perfect.
Just a sec. My husband's here. I'll ask him where we went on that trip. Where did we go when we went out with Peter on the bus out to the middle of Queensland? Lightning Ridge. Why couldn't I think of that? That's where we went. That was the trip I couldn't remember.
Lightning Ridge?
Lightning Ridge, yes.
Lightning Ridge.
Yeah.
Lightning Ridge. Okay, I'll keep a note on that as well.
All right, thank you.
Well, I just have a few more questions that will be definitely be completed with the service. I know that Probus has been dealing with trade travel for years. Are you open to shopping around and maybe talking to other companies such as us to give you the benefits?
Yes.
Definitely. Thank you. Well, Miss Wendy, that completes our survey. Thank you so much. What we'll do is we'll send you an introductory email within a short amount of time. And the thing is, we are actually the first and the biggest travel club in Australia. We're giving each Provis club a special 2-year free trial, so you can access the discounts and try us out, because it does pay to shop around. And this is actually a quite significant step for Provis, because it means you're getting free access to wholesale travel pricing and wide range of options.
Sure.
These are much priced lower. So, Ms. Wendy, what I'll do is I'll forward this information, and I'll go ahead and send you an introduction in the email, and contact you, follow up shortly at some other day.
Okay. If you want our Budrum Mountain Probes Club post office box, I've got that as well.
Oh, please, if you don't mind sharing that'll be perfect.
So, Budrum Mountain Probes Club.
Yeah.
Post office box 341. Budrum, Queensland.
Okay.
4556.
So it's PO Box 341, bounding Queensland 4556.
That's it. Yeah.
Thank you, Miss Wendy. That completes our survey. I really appreciate your time. You've been great, helpful with the survey.
Thank you, Ethan.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.